Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thanks, Mark Valley. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by, for listening, for downloading this podcast, for playing it on the website or wherever you are listening to me. I thank you. This is episode 67 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. Let's call it the 88th Academy Awards preview show. Let's just call it what it really is. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. Again, thank you, everybody, that stopped by, that listened to the past episodes of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And I hope I'm giving you some good information, some good content. And I hope you truly like it. Well, let's see. It's a month. The shortest month of the year is just about to come to an end. And it's been, it doesn't feel like that long, but it was back, 19 days ago that I did another podcast back at the beginning of the month, I think it was, or something like that. It doesn't matter. It's been a while, but not that long. Just going to prove or show that it's not been that long. Anyway, how's everybody doing? How's everybody? How are you? Winter's still in effect. It's still going on. It's still happening. Not much of a winter, and it's been crazy. All over the planet, and but that's all right because it comes in cycles, and that's just the way life is. The moon, you know, new moon, full moon, waning, waxing, it comes in cycles. Cycles is what everything's about. Sunspots every 11 years, it's about cycles. Spock, remember Spock from Star Trek? He needed to, you know, every 11 years. There you go. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Well, you know what? I do hear the train a-coming.
Einsteigen bitte.
And on that note, let's dive in. Let's get this going on. I'm going to talk about the website. As you can tell, we're not 100% done yet, but we're about 90-95% done. The commerce page added some new stuff, added some old stuff, brought back the new link or brought back links that were there before. And I still have a couple more links to go, so that'll be changing up pretty soon. Threw in a new t-shirt design on the website, and I published that on the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. That's the Facebook page for the website, and there's a link to the new t-shirt design. And we've got several t-shirt designs lined up this year, so I'm going to be introducing them every, maybe not every month, but just kind of that way it all spans out to, sorry about that, it expands out, or it lasts throughout the year. There's a new design coming out, and when there's new gear, I will put it out there on the new gear. Now, as always, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, if you have any ideas or something in a shirt design, if we can make it, we'll make it, but you got to let me know. And how do you let me know? Well, you can follow me on Twitter, and I'll talk about more about Twitter, at Berlin Brigade on Twitter, or send me an email, dave@berlinbrigade.com, or on the contact page. There's a little area down here on the contact page of the website. You can actually fill in your information and send it on over. Now, I'm working on a email address to respond back to the content or to the contact page, but that way, I know I had a couple of people send me some messages that way, and I'm just trying to find a way to answer you back. And it's not that I'm ignoring you. It's just because right now I have to leave that platform, go to another platform so I can respond on the regular dave@berlinbrigade.com. But I'm going to try to find something a little easier, something I can use right there on the fly and not have to worry about it. Then again, I might just move dave@berlinbrigade.com onto something a little closer, and not have to actually log in all the way to the service site. Let's see. What else have we got? Email. Two things in the email department. Thing number one, got a message from our good friend Bob Marabito. He has a new book coming out real soon. He's just given us a heads up, but he never told me what the book was about. I mean, I can assume it's about Berlin because he was there. But what is it about? I mean, what happens? Is it fiction, nonfiction? What's going on? We're still waiting on the finishing touches from our good friend John Bolden and on his story. And so again, we're just pins and needles now, John, waiting on you to tell us when the book is published and how we can get a copy. I know there's a lot of early how we can get a hold of it in an early stage or pre-order stage, but we're still waiting on the release date. And everybody's favorite author, Dave Guerra, we're waiting on him to finish the final edits of the book, his new book, Parade Season. Okay, it's my book. Okay, Parade Season is the name of the new of the latest book in the Occupied Berlin series. And guess when it takes place? Can you guess when it takes place? That's right. That's right. Parade Season. It takes place during parade season. That's pretty cool. It kind of goes with the title. That's pretty neat. 1985, the parade season that never was because, well, I wasn't there for it. I arrived after. Anyway, but no, it did happen. It's just kind of a unique little story. It kind of talks about, well, parade season is kind of the background. And there's another storyline that's running underneath it. And little side stories and little side things. But pretty much, I hope you enjoy it. I really do. I spent a good part of the year last year writing on it, so it was kind of touch and go, and I was just trying to remember things, and I'd call my old buddies and my old, you know, buddies back there from Berlin, and we would talk, and it's like, hey, did we do this, or hey, how did this work out, or hey, was this, do you remember any of this? And so that information goes in there, and then I had a couple of people that edited the book prior to it, so somebody's already read the book. There's a couple people out there that have already read the book. And so far, I asked them the number one question, is it plausible? Does it fly? Does this book have wings? Those are the first three questions. And according to them, yes, it does. Now, I'm not saying that they said, oh, it's a literary work of art. No, it's not. Oh, it's the greatest thing I've ever read since the back of a cereal box. Maybe. But you know what? I'm having fun writing it, and I hope you have fun reading it because that's what it's all about, you know? I've got a story to tell, and I'm telling you my story. And whether you like it or not, that's besides the point. Whether I talk about it too much or not enough, well, you know what? I don't talk about it enough. And that's just part of the deal. That's just the way it is. But I do know one thing. I do know one thing. I am no Tom Clancy. I am no LeClaire. I am no Forsythe. I am Dave Guerra. And that's who I am. You're always in 11 Bravo. So 11 Bravo, non-active duty status 11 Bravo, member of the Berlin Brigade. And I had fun time there. I had a great time there. And I'm sharing, and now I'm putting in a story. So that's what that's all about. Paying my dues along the way, too. Got to. You've got to pay your dues. So Bob Marabito, we're waiting on your book. Let us know. Give me a little bit more info, a little bit more 411. That would be greatly appreciated. Now, sticking with the email, did anybody see, well, it's not email. It was kind of a post on the blog, on the berlinbrigade.com/blog. There was a post there, and it's where I updated the website, and we had a very, and I'm honored that she even visited our site, let alone talked about it, and that she's talked about it to other people. It's an honor. It really, truly is an honor. She is Mary Ellen. I am so sorry, Mary Ellen. Her name is Mary Ellen, because I'm starstruck. There we go. Her name is Mary Ellen Donovan Fuller. Mary Ellen Donovan. Name sound familiar? It really should. It should sound very familiar. Because, that's right. Oh, excuse me. Ooh, sorry about that. Because her father, Donovan, sound familiar? Come on. Anybody? One more time. That's right. Her father, James B. Donovan. That's right. The same one. The same James B. Donovan. Yep. That one, the one that Tom Hanks plays in the movie Bridge of Spies. That's right. And I was like, wow, she stopped in. And so I don't know where she's at, and that's my bad. But Mary Ellen, if you are listening, let us know. Because in the message she said, this was for the February, 5th update of the website update, and it's in the blog. It says, hello to the brigade. I met members of your group this past week at a viewing of Mr. Spielberg's movie, Bridge of Spies. Your members love the movie and have seen it several times, and they thought I should reach out and say hello. Well, thank you, whoever you are, because she did reach out and she did say hello, and it's pretty awesome. Tom Hanks portrays my father, James B. Donovan, in this movie. The U-2 pilot and Russian spy exchange took place this month in Berlin. I'm hoping all your members get a chance to see the movie and perhaps read my dad's book on this event, Strangers on a Bridge, and it's on sale on Amazon. Over the months, I have met several military men and women at my speeches who lived through the Cold War in the 50s and 60s in Berlin, and now I will recommend your organization to them in case they have no knowledge. I so hope you all enjoy the movie. They condensed the timing of things and seasons and stuff to accommodate a two-hour movie. Wish us luck at the Oscars. Definitely, definitely best of luck at the authors. And definitely thank you, Mary Ellen Donovan Fuller, for stopping by and taking time to drop us a little note, and really appreciate it. It means a lot. I know it does to all the Berlin Brigade veterans that served in the 50s and 60s during all of this crazy, heady times of the Cold War. And then it just got crazier and headier as it went on all the way up until the very end. But that was awesome. So, folks, if you don't get a chance to see it, go check it out. It's right there. And I'm talking about her post and the movie, A Bridge of Spies. If you have not had a chance to check that out, please do so immediately. That's a direct order. Take Friday afternoon off. Go watch the movie. Hurry up. What are you waiting for? Seriously. I'm giving you permission to take Friday afternoon off. And if there's a problem, just have them drop an email to commandinggeneral@berlinbrigade.com. And let's see what they say then. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about the email address, but definitely I'm giving you permission to take Friday afternoon off. You deserved it. You were there. Okay, so that's it. Go check out Bridge of Spies. Fantastic. What else have we got? Let's see. Oh, Twitter. Let me talk about Twitter real quick. Are you on Twitter? If you're on Twitter, definitely you have to follow us at Berlin Brigade. Join us on Twitter. We're having nice conversations, great times. I give a shout out to Berlin every morning or every night before I go to bed. They're waking up, so I give them a shout out. And holler at a district or two. I think yesterday's was Zehlendorf. Last week it was Lichterfelde. The week before that was Dahlem. So everybody gets a shout out in the American sector, because, hey, we're still thinking about the American sector and everybody that was there and all the great times we had there, but not just in the American sector, the British, French, and obviously the Soviet sector. We had lots of fun, and it was an awesome time, no matter when we were there. So again, if you're on Twitter, follow Berlin Brigade on Twitter. That's at Berlin Brigade, all one word. And enjoy. Let's converse. Let's talk. Say, hey, I heard the podcast. Let me know you're hearing the podcast. But we also get into some very interesting conversations, and we also get into some quick news on those. You know, we're able to share information real quickly. In this case, our old friend, you remember Yoshiko Lo? Yeah. Remember her? Wrote a book. Remember? Come on. There you go. You remember. That's right. She stopped by. She didn't stop by. She had something out there. She was made a point of contact. Let me get back to where I'm getting from, because I'm getting ahead of myself. She was point of contact for the Berlin Brats regional meetups or reunions that they're having throughout the states. And because it's close to me, they're going to have a Houston regional meetup on April 3rd. So, folks, if you have kids that went to the Berlin American High School or any of the Dodd schools there in Department of Defense schools there in Berlin, you might want to check out the Berlin Brats website. And I'll have a link in the show notes. So I need to write that down. I will forget because it does happen. Let's see. Well, first I need to put a link. I need to put a link to Mary Donovan, or James B. Donovan's, Mary Fuller's dad, Mary Donovan's dad, Mary Ellen Donovan's dad, James Fuller, James Donovan. Jeez, I am so sorry, Mary Ellen. I apologize. Book on the show notes, so you can pick up a copy of that. And the Berlin Brats link to the Houston regional meetup on the 3rd of April. And I asked her, hey, can you send me some information regarding the Houston regional? And she goes, yeah, right now I'm working out the final details with the manager, but it will be at King's Beer Garden in Pearland at about 3:30 on the 3rd of April. I think the 3rd of April is a Sunday, if I'm right. And if I'm wrong, well, it'll be sometime around there. Nope, it is a Sunday. Sunday, April 3rd, 2016 at 3:30 p.m. at King's Beer Garden in Pearland, Texas. This place was named the best German food in the United States in 2012, 2013, 2014. They're going to have some live music that begins at 5:30. So they will probably stay there for that as well.
Endstation.
And I told her, well, I'm doing this podcast and I'm going to include this message. And I did invite her, and I'm talking about Yoshiko Lo, to come on and talk about the regional meetup. And we're going to have her on in two episodes from now. She'll be here about mid-March. And, well, let's see, when is the next one? Hold on a second. Sorry about that. I have this one, the 12th, and the 26th. We're going to have her on the 12th. The 26th might be too late. So, Yoshika, if you're listening, it's going to be the 12th, and I will be in touch with you real soon. And we're only going to talk about the Bratz Regional. We're not going to talk about anything else because we're just going to talk about that. So, again, we're just... bear with me, because again, this is about the Berlin Bratz regional meetup in Houston on the 3rd of April at 3:30 p.m. at King's Beer Garden in Pearland, Texas. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to see what they can do about an old Berlin Brigade veteran. Maybe they just let them sit nearby them or something, you know, like not too close. Like, shouldn't you be pulling guard duty or something? Anyway, so we will talk to her on or about the 12th of March, probably before, so because I want to put out that episode on the 12th, but in the meantime, that's kind of what we got going on. Let me just double check that, because again, I'm not looking at my calendar, and let's see, yeah, we got the 5th. Oh, the 19th. I do apologize. It is the 19th. That's when the second episode, the next episode. So this is 67, 68 will be on the 5th. And 69 will be on the 19th. So sometime that week, I'll definitely give Yoshiko Lo a call and we'll chit chat and we'll have more information about who, what, where, when, why, and how to get together in Houston. So that conversation took place on Twitter. Again, I invite you to follow us on Twitter. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not on there, get it. Everybody now that I know has a smartphone. It's right there at your fingertips. Get Twitter. Follow Berlin Brigade. Let me know you're following me because you heard me on the podcast. And then we will go from there. Let's talk about the Facebook page. And I'm talking about the website fan page. Unfortunately, lately, there's been a lot of obituaries. And, you know, nobody likes that. But it's a fact of life. And if you know of anybody that has passed on and served in the Berlin Brigade, let me know immediately, please. We'll put it out there for everybody else. Because, again, these are our friends. These are our brothers. These are our sisters. These are very important people in our lives. Because whether we serve with them directly or they came after us or came way before us, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we are today. The wall is gone. Berlin is united. Germany's reunited. It's all one country, one nation, and things are good. So again, we definitely have to honor each other. So again, if you hear of anything or anybody that's passed, let me know. And again, dave@berlinbrigade.com, Twitter @BerlinBrigade, or you can use the contact page and just post the information there and we will pass it along. And of course, you can always do the Facebook page and just put a note there, facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. And we'll pass that information along. So again, it's not good. It's not good news, but you know, it is news that needs to be shared with everybody else. Let's see, what else have we got? Yes, I didn't finish up on the website. The next thing that's coming up is the Sound and Vision page on the website. That's where you can kind of consolidate anything and everything that if somebody sells something, somebody published something, somebody recorded something, all of that will go there. And in the past, it's been books from T.H.E. Hill, other books, Don Cooper's book, Sea Trick, my books, who else? Oh, my. Charles Sledge Jr. and his baseball manual. Charles, we're going to get the football manual? Are we going to get something else? And I'm in this writing kick, so that's why I'm asking everybody, hey, when's your next book? That's the question. When is your next book? And if you have not written a book, where's your first book? Come on, finish up that book. You know you've wanted to do it. You know you've been talking about it for years. Your family is tired of hearing you say it. You know what? Let's just do it. Let's write a book. Write a book. So just do it. It's real simple. I mean, if I can do it, you can do it. Seriously, 11 Bravo, come on. You can do it too. Come on, all you other 11 Bravos. I know you got it in you. Great stories. And you know what? Because you can write it as fiction, you can tell all the truth and nobody will believe you because, again, you know, it's what we did then. Well, people don't believe that this actually went on, but it does. It does, and they don't. But hey, that's our story to tell, right? man, I'm moving right along here. second to the last thing. Remember, I am giving away a copy, a DVD copy, brand new, still in the cellophane wrapper DVD copy of A Bridge of Spies. That's right. The Oscar-nominated movie for Best Picture. I'm giving a copy away. But you have to do something. I can't just randomly pick anybody. That's just not right. You actually have to do something. And then I'll randomly pick somebody. Go over, listen to episode 66. This is episode 67. You have to listen to the last episode. And in there's a secret word. And the secret word, you take it on the website page, and you know, berlinbrigade.com/podcast, and then episode 66, and you plug it in and you go there, and then at the bottom of that page is the online form. Fill in the information. Why? Because what's going to happen is if you're picked, I'm going to send that right to whatever address you put on there. So you put your address, but put the secret word. So long as the secret word is correct, you are eligible. That's all you have to do. You have to listen, find the secret word, and it's mixed in there. It's somewhere in there, random time. There's never going to be a preset time. And then we'll go from there. And it'll be on its way. So again, you got another, let's see, I'm going to give it, today's the 23rd. So I'm going to give it to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, February 28, 2016. That's it. That's when I'll do the cutoff. Again, we've got several entries in, but let's open up a little bit more to everybody else. Go back, listen to episode 66, listen for the secret word, fill out the online form, and you're in. And then at 1 o'clock, I will do a random drawing. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the 28th of February, 2016, I will do a drawing randomly from the qualifying entries, and they will win a copy of Bridge of Spies mailed to them, and it was going to come from Amazon. So be on the lookout for a little Amazon box if you happen to be the winner. And that's how you get notified if you get that in the mail, because I will send it to you. So check that out. Now, speaking of Oscar-nominated movies like Bridge of Spies, the 88th Academy Awards is this Sunday, February 28th. And let's see, it says 5:30 p.m., so it's probably 5:30 p.m. Central. That's where I'm at. 6:30 Eastern, and who is carrying it? Is it ABC? Probably ABC. It is ABC, and should be lots of fun. Can't wait to watch it. Obviously, the last award given for the evening is the one we all want, and we all know what we want to hear, and the Best Picture goes to Bridge of Spies, and that's what we want to hear at the end of the night on Sunday, February 28th. But in the meantime, we have to get there, and to get there, I need to bring this podcast to a close. Listen, everybody, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Wow, we're coming up on 25 minutes, so I'm going to close this out now. Thank you very much. I will talk to you very soon. Take care. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.